The minutes ticked away. Skywalker's time was running out. Jabba could see sweat on his top lip.
My Lord Jabba!
The guard's voice rang down the corridor, the nearest Jabba had heard to a Nikto sounding excited.
The Jedi's here with her droid. She's got him. It's not an explosive device.
Him?
It took Jabba a few moments to take that in. He turned his head slowly, steeling himself against the inevitable plunge into deeper grief at a dashed hope. It couldn't mean that. It couldn't. A tiny Togruta female, disheveled, streaked with blaster burns, caked with sand, stumbled into the chamber, carrying a bundle on her back that was too big for her. She twisted from the hip, almost collapsing, as she set it down on the dais.
It's not an explosive device.
Well done, Snips,
Skywalker said. He let out a long sigh and shut down the lightsaber.
You look awful.
The Togruta unwrapped the bundle, and Jabba didn't quite manage to maintain an icy dignity. His composure slipped, but he caught it quickly.
My son.
Rata gurgled and squealed happily at the sound of his voice.
Hand him to me.
TC-70 stepped in.
Lord Jabba says to put his son in his arms.
And she did. She looked as if it was one more effort she could hardly make, but she lifted Rata into his arms. His son felt lighter and thinner, but he was alive. He was alive and well.
There you go, Stinky,
she said. She gave him one of those smiles, all teeth.
Safe with Dad again. I'll miss you.
Jabba would have replied in her language, in basic, but he had an image to maintain. This was his world. Foreigners spoke his language. The court seemed to breathe again. The piper struggled for a happier tune, and the servants chattered excitedly. Jabba had his son back. He was barely able to believe it. Dooku had conned him, but so had the Jedi. They were all the same, these humans. Only after his favor for what they could wring out of it in their interminable little squabbles. He wouldn't let relief get in the way of business yet.
Now, Jedi, you still die.